Yes, gold for Australia. Matt Ryan from New South Wales, the first gold medalist in equestrian for Australia since 1960, when Bill Roycroft did it in Rome.
He went on and won three gold medals, if you don't mind, Matty Ryan in the equestrian, and he's been good enough to join us this morning as we continue our building our knowledge base for these Olympics that are about to kick off in earnest in a day. Matty, good morning to you.
Good morning, fellas. How are you going?
We're going well. Did you get a little bit of shivers up the spine when you listen to that?
Oh, yeah, actually, I don't mind listening to it. Sort of brings back memories. Great days, great times.
Was Kyber TikTok one of your horses?
That's right. That was the man I was riding at the time, Kyber TikTok. He probably became more famous than me, actually. I'm a bit envious, but, yeah, brilliant horse.
Hey, Matty, can you tell us about the three disciplines?
Oh, okay, so three-day event. The first discipline starts, the dressage. It's you see us all dressed up in top hat and tails. Well, in actual fact, we don't even wear top hats anymore. We all have to wear crash hats. And it's in an arena 20 metres by 60 metres, and we like to call it doing a cross between ballet and gymnastics. And so they've got three judges around the arena sort of basically giving us scores for all our movements. But anyway, yeah, then we move on to the cross-country, and that's what we're known best for, the cross-country. We're galloping across, literally across the country, jumping ditches and through water and up and down steps and drops and things.
Right. That's great.
That's what makes us different.
Can I just pause you on that one? Do you get to ride the course a number of times before you compete at that?
Oh, no, you're not allowed to. You're allowed to walk it without the horse.
Right.
So we, the riders will walk it three, four, never know how many times. About three or four is normal, and analysing the course and each jump. But no, if you get caught showing the horse the course, you'll actually get eliminated.
Right. Okay.
The horse is not allowed to see it.
Okay, and the jumps, what's the maximum height those jumps can be?
Right, maximum height is 1.30 meter where the solid bit is. But then they can add another 20 centimetres of brush. So it looks pretty damn big when they add the brush onto it. And 1.80 meter wide, which is pretty wide. But then quite often these big oxes, these big boxy jumps are on the edge of slope. So you might take off at one spot and land 3 metres below sort of where you're taking off. So they can feel a lot bigger than they actually look.
Is it an advantage to be one of the early riders then, Matty? You'd reckon, particularly if there's some weather around, it's starting to get a bit churned up.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I mean, as a general rule, I personally always like going later because I liked observing all the other competitors and seeing how the course rode and everything. But you're right, if it gets wet and it gets a bit chopped up, it's definitely an advantage going earlier.
Okay, Matt, and we're on the second discipline. We haven't got to the third discipline yet. But just another question about this. In preparation for your horse, do you take the horse on a course that the horse hasn't been before in preparation for an Olympic Games or a big event like this?
Yeah, we tend to do that all the time. Wherever you're competing, whether it's here in Australia or the US, UK, Europe, whatever, we are continually taking horses to courses which they've never seen. But on top of that, even though you roll up at a competition which you have been before, the art or the skill of a course designer is to make it different. So even though you might have been there before, the course might be going a different direction. All the jumps have been moved around and rebuilt. So it is sort of part of the skill of being able to roll up, and there's a real trust, a real confidence, that's your job as a rider, to build a horse's confidence in trusting whatever you point him at, he's going to feel that, yep, okay, if the boss is pointing at that, I'll have a go at it.
And what's the last discipline, Matty, for those that aren't aware?
Well, it's the show jumping where all the rails fall down and where dreams can be ruined because one rail down costs you four penalties and you have a few more, one or two of those down and suddenly you might be sitting in gold medal position and you drop way out of it. So, it's pretty tough because your horse has been around the cross country the day before and it's a bit like a runner just being around a marathon. So they're really tired. They're a bit stiff. So it's a real good test of fitness that the horse can come out the third day and jump around, not a huge show jump course, not like a pure show jumper, but tough enough that it'll catch out the tired horse.
American horse have a day off?
Oh, yeah.
Not between the competition.
No. I mean, can they just wake up and not be feeling, I'm not feeling it today. I'm just not feeling the three disciplines today.
Yeah, that's a problem, isn't it? They get out of the wrong side of the band, and that's what we got to do. So part of our job is make sure we have a real routine, getting the horses into work, nice and supple and everything. But you're right, sometimes it's just not your day, it's not the horse's day. But there's good a job as you can do in looking after the horse, and the riders have a lot of support. You know, they have vets and physios and grooms that look after the horses, and if they see the slightest thing wrong, where the horse is off his feed or not having a drink or something, then they're onto it as quick as they possibly can be to try and find out what the problem is and rectify it if they can.
Matty, this has been great. We're going to run out of time, unfortunately, but the horse has got to be 9 years of age, I think. A lot of people wouldn't realise. You just can't take a young, immature horse to the Olympics for the equestrian.
Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah. You're probably right. I'm not absolutely sure if the minimum age is nine, but most of these horses, in our sport really doesn't reach its peak somewhere between 12 and 18. Anything 10 or younger is really considered a very young horse. I mean, Andrew Hoy, he's riding his French bred horse, Vasily de Lassos. He's 12-year-old. That's going to be considered quite a young horse, a 12-year-old at the Olympics.
No, Andrew's not. He's not a young horse.
He's 62. How about that, eh? That's pretty amazing. Was I not meant to say that?
No, I love it, Matty. Hey, Matty, you're a star.
No, we just need to ask Matty too. Jamie Kerman, fact with the news yesterday about the cocaine test, won't be performing for Australia. That must have caught you by surprise, Matty.
Oh, it's caught everyone by surprise. We're all talking about it. Can't believe it's happened, honestly. I don't know any details. No. You know, a silly boy. I don't know, but what a shame.
Yeah,
you know, we're all talented rider. The Australian team was looking, the show jumping team was looking pretty good. So to lose a team member like that, we're still shaking our heads. We can't get our heads around it.
Hey, Matty, we're going to touch base with you again because our audience are loving listening to you talking about this equestrian event with such passion. So we might touch base once the equestrian event's on. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
That would be great. Thanks, fellas.
Thanks,
see you
Matty.
Later.
Thank you.